The plugins directory contains just that, the plugins that extend Cave's functionality. For example, here's a listing of the plugins that are related to Lightning data, and three plugins are listed. The first is a JARF file, that's a Java archive, that contains the common part of Raytheon's Lightning decoder, that's essentially the data structure part. The second JARF file is INSEP's Lightning plugin, and the third plugin is the standard Raytheon Lightning display plugin, and it's delivered already expanded into its file and directory structure. You'll notice that the expanded plugins contains Java class code, and that's binary compiled code, and some localization data. In this case, the localizable data is a menu configuration file. Most of the plugins are delivered as JAR files, but the expanded ones are the ones most likely to have configuration data. Here is a listing of all the expanded plugins that have a localization directory. As you can see, various plugins have different types of configurable files. Some are menus, some are style rules, some are bundles, and so on. Some people may be tempted to directly modify a configuration file that's in a plugin directory. There are three reasons to not do this. First, the modification would be local to a given workstation. Second, these configuration files are analogous to national data in AWIPS 1, which were not to be edited due to policy. Third, AWIPS 2 is designed to allow site and user level overrides to most any Cave configuration file, mostly by using the localization perspective. So, the general rule of thumb is to never edit a file inside a Cave installation unless you're adding new plugins to Cave itself. That said, you'll often want to look at files inside a Cave installation as a starting point for a custom configuration. The preferred way to do these custom configurations is to use a localization perspective whenever possible.